Well, I've got a story now about from the plant world, which is that scientists have discovered a new way that carnivorous plants catch their prey. And these ones use the power of raindrops to help flip insects into their traps. Well, tropical pitcher plants have evolved specially adapted leaves that form a deep bowl, partially filled with digestive fluids, and with a little lid that projects over the top to stop the plant from getting filled up with rainwater. Well, the plants produce nectar to attract insects, and they set various traps to catch them. The inner wall of many pitchers is covered in waxy crystals that become very slippery when they're wet, so the insects fall right in. Well, the pitcher plant Nepenthes gracilis is unusual because they also produce these crystals on the undersides of their lids. And researchers wondered whether the lid itself could be involved in helping to trap prey. Because if you think about it, an insect clinging to the underside of the lid is right over the trap and in a very precarious position indeed. Well, watching these plants in northern Borneo, Ulrika Bauer from the University of Cambridge and her team saw ants happily walking on the inside of this pitcher plant lid and not falling in. But then, during a rain shower, they happened to spot a ladybird crawling underneath a pitcher plant lid to take shelter, only to be flicked in by a raindrop into the trap. Well, to test whether lids really are helping to trap prey when it's raining, the team took some pitcher plants and some ants into the lab and doused them in showers of artificial rain. And they found that around 40% of the ants visiting the pitcher plant were caught when it was raining. And then when the rain was switched off, no ants fell into the trap, showing that it's not just that the lids are becoming more slippery because of increased humidity after it rains. They also performed the very same tests on pitcher lids cut off and mounted on a paperclip, and that gave them a similar result. They also went back into the field and added a smear of anti-slip silicone to the underside of these pitcher plant lids, and that also made them very much, much less efficient at catching prey in the rain. Well, the paper appears in the journal PLOS ONE, and it's accompanied by some video clips of the ants having a really tough time getting to grips with pitcher plants in the rain. And it really does seem that Nepenthes gracilis has evolved to be a lid specialist. They make more nectar in their lids than other pitcher plants, and the team also found that the crystals on their lids of this waxy stuff is actually a different microscopic structure than in other plants. It lets ants hang on in dry conditions, but the vibration of raindrops is enough to catapult them into those digestive juices. And it's thought, and this bit I really love, it's thought that basically the ants that escape when it's dry act as scouts. They go back to the colony and say, hey, I found this fantastic plant. They bring back lots more ants to these pitcher plants. And then because it's a very rainy part of the world, chances are that when all these ants come back, they could find that the heavens have opened and that the pitcher plant is actually a very much more dangerous place to be.
Isn't that incredible? Thank you, Helen.